From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States has slapped Iran with new sanctions on 13 individuals and several companies linked to Tehran's ballistic missile program and its proxies across the Middle East. Officials say these sanctions are a response, in part, to Iran's missile testing activities in defiance of a UN resolution barring Iran from engaging in such tests. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said additional action against Iran is possible.
Today's sanctions really represent a very, very strong stand against the actions that Iran has been taking and make it very clear that the deal that they struck previously was not in the best interest of this country, and that President Trump is going to do everything he can to make sure that Iran is stayed in check.
In Iran, a senior cleric blasted the new sanctions, saying they will violate the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action known as the Iran Nuclear Deal. The Associated Press news agency reports that none of the new sanctions appear to reverse the Obama administration's suspension of sanctions as part of the 2015 nuclear deal. A U.S. Navy destroyer is patrolling off the coast of Yemen Friday to protect international waterways from Houthi militia aligned with Iran. The U.S. military moved its plan up to have the USS Cole in the vicinity of the Bab al-Mandab Strait after a Houthi suicide attack on a Saudi frigate in the Red Sea on Monday that killed two crew members. Two amphibious ships are nearby in the Gulf of Aden. A knife-wielding man shouting Allah Akbar, God is great in Arabic, attacked French soldiers on a patrol near the Louvre Museum Friday in what officials describe as a suspected terrorist attack. Police shot the attacker several times during the confrontation. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is heading to his Florida estate on Friday following several days of frenetic activity, including a controversial executive order banning travel from several Muslim countries. A federal judge in the Midwestern city of Detroit issued an order Friday that temporarily restrains the Trump administration from carrying out the travel ban. The 90-day ban on citizens of seven countries is supported by roughly one-half of all Americans, according to a recent poll, and is consistent with repeated promises made by the president during his election. While unpopular overseas, the U.S. Homeland Security chief said that the ban is not aimed at Muslims, adding that his agency's mission is, in his words, is to safeguard the American people, our homeland, our values. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis is reassuring Japanese leaders that President Trump is fully committed to defending Japan as a treaty partner. During a meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Tokyo, Mattis reaffirmed the new U.S. administration's policy to stand firmly behind Japan.
The reason this is my first trip out of the United States is because of the priority the United States places on the relationship with Japan and the concern about the security environment we face here in the Northwest Pacific.
Mr. Abe praised Mattis' visit ahead of the Japanese leader's trip to Washington next week. The Republican-led U.S. Congress narrowly passed a bill Friday toward fulfilling a promise to roll back Obama administration regulations. The Senate passed legislation to end a rule requiring oil and gas companies to disclose payments from the U.S. and foreign governments. Democratic opponents argue the rule further transparency, and help prevent corruption in foreign governments dealing with companies. The rule was part of the 2010 Dodd-Frank legislation passed by the Obama administration following the financial crisis in 2008. Afghan forces claim to have repulsed a Taliban attack on a district in Helmand province. Officials say both sides suffered casualties during the attack, which began late Thursday and lasted into Friday. Helmand, the largest of 34 Afghan provinces, has seen the fiercest fighting during the last 15 years of war. The United States has announced it would deploy a new group of 300 troops to Helmand to help Afghan forces beat back the Taliban during the upcoming spring fighting season. And the Philippines is withdrawing its ceasefire agreement with the country's communist rebels after new fighting left six soldiers dead. President Rodrigo Duterte told the country's troops Friday to get ready to fight. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.